You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Alan Watkins, CEO of Complete Coherence, a bespoke performance coaching company that delights in helping leaders, executive teams, and multinational organizations develop themselves and deliver much better results, even in tough conditions. Dr. Watkins, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you as well. So your book is entitled Coherence, the Secret Science of Brilliant Leadership. What do you mean by coherence?
Coherence really is a state of dynamic stability. It's an organizing principle that enhances the performance of any system, whether that's at a molecular level, a single organ, a single human being, a team, an organization, a nation, or the whole planet.
And why do you think people are so loathed to talk about emotions when it comes to business? Everyone's aiming to take the emotion out of business and make much more rational decisions, aren't they? Wouldn't you agree with that?
No, that's a misunderstanding of how the brain works and of neuroscience. One of the reasons people want to take emotions out is they kind of misunderstood that people are sort of scared, particularly men, of what emotions really are. And really, emotions are just energy in motion, emotion. So an emotion is really just a composite of a whole series of biological signals. It's basically biological data. And you know, men like data, so why they are scared of biological data, I'm not sure. I think it's the way that we're socialized. And you really have an emotional state every second of every day. So you couldn't take emotions out of your system, even if you wanted to. And once you understand what they're really telling you, they're a source of huge competitive advantage if you understand them and learn to work with them.
You also talk about not only performing better, but also feeling healthier and younger. Is that really achievable?
Absolutely. We've been working with executives around the world for the last 15 years, teaching them, first of all, how to get control of their basic physiology, which once you get control, can give you control over your frontal lobe function. So it can make you smarter. Once you kind of got the physiology under control, if you then start to learn to control the emotional state, not just specific parts of physiology, you can actually enhance your own energy levels. And what we've seen in executives is we can improve their biological state by, on average, about 25 to 30% in 6 months. And that's effectively winding the clock back 10 years. All of us, our energy levels decay by about 3% per annum. So if you can improve by 25, 30% in 6 months, you're effectively getting 10 years younger.
And that certainly sounds great to me. Today we are joined by Dr. Alan Watkins, CEO of Complete Coherence, a bespoke performance coaching company that delights in helping leaders, executive teams, and multinational organizations develop themselves and deliver much better results, even in tough conditions, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Watkins, got a question for you. Have you worked with any leaders who are already coherent? And if so, what kind of leaders are they?
Well, we see a range of leaders with a range of coherence or incoherence. When we monitor their biology for 24 hours, even though coherence is an entirely natural state, we just don't see it that often. Largely because most executives are under incredible pressure. You know, entrepreneurs the same. You know, it's tough out there to drive your business forward. And so when we monitor their biology for 24 hours, most of the time we see the biology in different degrees of chaos. So once we teach leaders to become a bit more coherent, they can start to generate increasing amounts of coherence meeting by meeting, day after day. And the consequences of that is that much greater levels of perceptual clarity, much more insightfulness, much better decision-making, and, of course, much higher energy levels. People just feel healthier, more energized, and more youthful.
Is coherence relevant to people who aren't leaders? I see that you also work with sports people, for example. How do your techniques work to help them?
Well, I had the great good fortune to be invited to work with the GB rowing squad coming into London 2012 Olympics, and which was a thrill for me because rowing was my sport. So what we've discovered is I spoke to all 15 coaches about 3 months out and ended up working very closely with seven of the crews. And of those seven crews, six of them medaled. So we managed to increase the medal haul of the GB rowing squad from Beijing into London by an additional three medals. And that wasn't so much to do with me. I mean, maybe some of it was, but what we found was that the really world-class people are open to input, and we help them really get a control of their physiology and emotional state and bring out their A game when it really mattered. And what's really encouraging in working with Olympic athletes or frankly, business people or entrepreneurs is that you can teach people how to bring their A game every single day. There doesn't have to be a loss of form, whether it's in sports people or in business people. Most people go through their lives, you know, they're good some days, and then some days they kind of go off the boil, and it's a kind of mystery to most people why that happens. But once you understand how the system really works, you really can bring your A game every single day, whether you're a sports person, an educator, an entrepreneur, or a CEO.
Certainly impressive results there. Lastly, clearly the book is full of tips, but what's the one thing that you would like to advise people listening in today to begin their journey towards coherence?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that we've got to get out of is believing that the struggles we all face are due to somebody else. So most people go through their lives believing how they think, how they feel, or what's happening to them on a day-to-day basis is down to somebody else. So many people experience this sort of emotion of, you know, you made me feel angry, you frustrated me, you annoyed me, in this mistaken belief that somebody else is doing it to them. And of course, when you don't know how to control your own physiology, your own emotional state, it kind of really feels like somebody is doing it to you. And that's simply because you haven't got your own system under control. So one of the biggest paradigm shifts you've got in executives or sports people or educators or whoever it is to take the ownership back, to get out of that victimhood of believing somebody else is doing it to you and take control yourself. Once you take ownership of your own system and realize that nobody's doing anything to you, that it's you creating your own biology, creating your own physiology in response to others. Now, if you can accept that, if you're the creator of it, then you can change it. If you think somebody else is doing it to you, then it's very difficult to change. So we really encourage people as a first step is take the perspective that nobody is doing anything to you. You're doing it to yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that people will start to behave nicely around you. People may still behave badly. But whether that bad behavior results in anger in you is ultimately under your own control. Now, if you take that ownership rather than being in a position of a victimhood, it's a game changer. If you start to learn how to control your physiology and emotional state, you can have a massive impact on your own life and the life of others. And why that's really important for entrepreneurs is most other competitors aren't necessarily regulating their own physiology, their own emotional state. So they're going into a deal or trying to close a deal, and it looks like the customer's not going to buy, and people's biology starts to go haywire. So if you're able to regulate in those critical moments, just like these Olympic athletes learn to do, when you're right there at the moment of the gold medal or no medal at all, if you can regulate your own system, you're much more likely to close that deal, much more likely to win that medal. So the tip is, first of all, take control of your own system. Learn to regulate your breathing. Learn to control your own emotional state. And then you've got a platform on which you ultimately can get control of your own thinking, your own behavior, and crank out the results every single day.
Certainly some great advice there in conclusion. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about Complete Coherence online and also how they can be in touch with you as well?
Well, they can go to our website, www.completecoherence.com. That's complete-coherence.com. They can look for the book I've just written on Amazon. It's available on Amazon, Coherence, The Secret Science of Brilliant Leadership. Or there's a book microsite, coherence-book.com. So, you know, I'd really encourage people, if they're interested in how they can be brilliant every single day, not just occasionally, to just reach out, get in touch, and we'll support them in whatever way we can.
Dr. Watkins, certainly appreciate your taking the time to join us from London here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for your time, Eric.
You're very welcome, and come back anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Alan Watkins, CEO of Complete Coherence, a bespoke performance coaching company that delights in helping leaders, executive teams, and multinational organizations develop themselves and deliver much better results, even in tough conditions. And the website of reference is complete-coherence.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.